I'm most concerned about AI right now. I mean, and being poisoned and people's mind control just escalating and people being, I mean, they're addicted to these things. And the
but wait a minute, you didn't see Drudge Report and MSNBC? The Bilderberg Group's going to save us from AI.
Yeah, I know. The actual manufacturers, the actual inventors, the actual programmers of AIs are so concerned about what AIs are going to do that they're saying now that it could be decades before we see anything good come out of AIs. But that what we're going to see now is that these people, these things, I'm even calling them people. These AIs are going to be so human-like that they're going to be undetectable. And if you can't detect them, then how can you combat them? How can you control them?
Oh, I was 2 weeks ago. I'm in an accounting meeting and it says Tucker Carlson's phone number. So they spoof the number. And I said, let me step out. And I just talked to Tucker a day before. So I think it's Tucker. And it's like, hey, I want to have sex with you, all this stuff. And I said, this isn't Tucker, it's AI. I figured it out like in 20 seconds. I mean, but just imagine someone can call up sounding like your mother and say, son, I forgot my bank account number. And then you give them the bank account number. I mean, this is dangerous.
Even more so. I mean, at the top of the show, we talked about this. Yuval Noel Harari.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Guy said,
we've got the clip. Introduce it.
Okay. This. Look at this guy. He's saying, we will control your elections. There'll be no need for you voters anymore. You have become so useless, you can't even vote. Here it is. Look at this guy.
Imagine the impact of the new AI tools that can mass produce political manifestos, fake news stories, and even holy scriptures for new cults. In recent years, the politically influential QAnon cult has formed around anonymous online texts known as Q-drops. Now, followers of this cult, which are millions now in the US and the rest of the world, collected, revered, and interpreted these Q-drops as some kind of new scriptures, as a sacred text. Now, to the best of our knowledge, all previous Q-drops were composed by human beings, and bots only helped to disseminate these texts online. But in future, we might see the first cults and religions in history whose revered texts were written by a non-human intelligence. And of course, religions throughout history claimed that their holy books were written by a non-human intelligence. This was never true before. This could become true very, very quickly.
Oh, it wasn't true before. So let's expand on that. I've got a key point I want you to give. Well, first, give me your take on this, and I've got my point.
Well, I mean, he said it all. He said, we're going to rewrite scriptures. We're going to have AI that makes basically people into not only superhumans, but can actually turn them into gods. And this is what they envision. This is the eternal life that they think that they can create for themselves, aside from, you know, drinking the blood of young children that they abuse. This is really seriously an issue when you have a criminal openly telling you that they are going to hijack the rest of your life and remove the human existence completely in an extinction level event that will be replaced by AI bots and robots. I mean, that is really shocking to listen to. And people just say, you know, well, that guy is just crazy. Everything that this guy says, he fully intends on carrying out. Everything that these people say, the criminals are telling you what they have to do. It's part of their satanic religion. It's part of their devil horn worshiping that they have to tell you what their plan is. They have to telegraph and project and tell you what they're about to do to abuse and to kill you and to take your kids and to snatch them up and to bring them out.
And why do you think they metaphysically, Stu Peters, need to do that?
Well, I mean, that's what they're told that they have to do in order to honor their covenant with, you know, the devil, the real enemy, Satan. This is the evil
exactly.
That we're seeing.
God demands we have free will, so they have to be honest about it. So here's what I know. I'm on an AI computer, but I can see Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I can look at it. I remember at the peak of Cube, 2.5 years ago for the election, everything that was real, everything that was serious, hey, we're in trouble, they're going to steal the election, everything that would mobilize people was blocked to nothing. But all the Q idiots thought, oh my God, we're great. Google and Facebook and Twitter were all boosting Q-tardism. Well, that's all my brain needed to know, that it was a system because the establishment was boosting it.
Brilliant deduction. Absolutely. And, you know, you have people from Google just telling you the whole plan for AI with Google has been executed already and is only growing more and more rapidly. It will be used at speeds that are just absolutely incomprehensible. You can't even comprehend the speed with which this AI is going to move. And anything that they deem to be, when they program these AIs to be anti-American or anti-freedom or anti-individual liberty or anti-Christianity or anti-white or anti-Republican or anti-Trump or any of
even if you go out and have a rally and have 1,000 people there, it will instantly block everything you're saying online.
Everything that you're saying online, 100%. They will remove any kind of organic support for anything. I was accused that the film Died Suddenly had inauthentic support on Twitter. The people at the BBC who I completely chewed up and spit out because they weren't ready for
me. Well, that's another key thing. They're worried about human disinfo and, oh, you're using bots, which you're not, when this whole thing is bot. Exactly. So they're suppressing human resistance while boosting AI takeover.
And these are people who don't even believe in their own cause. These are people who don't even fight their own fight because, you know, you ask these people who have been pushers of the death jab for the last 2 years and relentlessly calling us purveyors of mis and disinformation. They've labeled the disinformation dozen, which are credible doctors who are out here speaking out against all of this. And these people, you ask them themselves, well, are you vaccinated? And he goes, well, do you want an answer? This is on the BBC. Do you want an answer to that? Well, I'm not here to talk to myself. Yeah, I want an answer to that. Well, I don't feel comfortable answering that. Well, hold the hell on.
Remember when the head of Moderna said he wasn't vaccinated?
Yep, this guy wouldn't even answer me. But wait, for the last year and a half, my bodily autonomy has been the world's business. It's been your business. You demanded to know if I was vaccinated. You demanded that I wore a mask. You demanded that I stayed an arbitrary 6 feet away from you. And now you are unwilling to tell me if you're vaccinated or not.
By the way, you did what so many others don't. We've done it some. When you're talking to mainstream media, video it yourself so you can show what really happened. That was beautiful. So let me ask you this question, Stu Peters. That you just hit it. The people promoting it don't even believe in it. They don't even take the shot they're pushing on us. How do the people pushing this, not the top Satanist Luciferians at the top who are worshiping their God, have been promised immortality if they do this, they believe genetically with this technology and this new evolution they've been promised. They don't believe in God and the afterlife, but they believe in this thing, in immortality that Schwarzenegger talks about they're about to have and Harari talks about. But what do you say to the minions in the system when they can see this is destructive? They can see it's anti-human. Where's their pro-human home team attitude? Why do people at the minion level still serve this? So they pretend to themselves that they're part of the power structure, they're going to win. Why do you think so many people that know it's all a lie still go along with it? Because they're followers? What is it?
I mean, I think that they have bought into the idea that if you don't support this and if you don't go along with this, then you will be absolutely crushed. They feel like they're insiders to the plan. So they know that all of the kinks have been worked out for complete world domination. And they know what the future holds for dissenters and whistleblowers and truth tellers, and that they will be eradicated and they will be gone.
But don't they get, they'll be eradicated too. I mean, this is, you think this thing just wants to kill us? I mean, don't they have that common sense?
No, I think that whether you're talking about the launch of the bioweapon or you're talking about, you know, a social credit score or electronic banking and digital currency that completely, you know, forbids you from accessing your smart refrigerator or getting food or any, all of these things, I believe that these people really feel like they are on the inside as a protected class. And I believe that these people are not morally upright. And I believe that these people have another thing coming because I'm optimistic, 100% optimistic, because we are commanded to pick up the sword and fight. And at the end of the only truthful book ever written on the face of the planet, God wins and his people win. And so I know what's coming for these people. But these people right now also have an obligation to humanity. And I am telling you right now, mark my words, there will be a Nuremberg too. I heard Renz talking about it. This is something that we're talking about, mass extreme accountability. The line is really long for these people because there are a lot of people who have openly and intentionally profited from murder for money schemes and killing for cash and are targeting children for death and extinction and complete mutilation. These people should be held accountable in the most extreme way possible. And when they're found guilty, the death penalty absolutely needs to be on the table for these people.
Stu Peters, let me ask you this. I guess I've been interviewing you 3 years or so, and you were great when I first interviewed you, but you get more and more on fire, which I love, and it's beautiful. What's been your transformation? Why have you gotten more and more hardcore and just really seem born again hard?
I just think that I'm seeing such a sense of urgency because I have three kids. I'm a single dad of an 11 and an 8 and a 4-year-old. I've got a little daughter. I see what's out here. As you do the show every day, as you very well know, you get approached by people who are in the worst place that they've ever been in their lives. They're telling some of the most horrific, heartbreaking stories that you've ever seen. They're emailing. I mean, for every 4 stories that we cover a day, I'm getting 400 or 4,000 emails from real people out there, giving real people a voice, elevating the voice of the people just pisses me off. And I'm filled with this righteous anger as I see people just lulled to sleep with their television sets and their smartphones. And
so your survival instinct as a warrior has kicked in.
I see myself as a leading post-apocalyptic warlord right now. I mean, I think it's a divine calling that is unfortunate because it's painful and it leads you through
the globalists fear men mobilizing together, and it's going to happen, and we will smash them. We will beat them.
100%, I agree with that. I would not be here fighting if I didn't think that we were going to win.
All right, Stu Peters, impressive. We love you. Please join me again soon. I'd love to come on your show. We love you. How do people find everything, Stu Peters?
StuPeters.com all day. StuPeters.com. We have another film coming out just like Died Suddenly. This one is called Final Days. And don't worry, there is a Died Suddenly 2 coming out. We have to save these people's lives. We have to push back against this. Alex, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well done, Lord Vader.